We present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Amy MacDonald, and Jeremy Beadle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you all about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've just heard, we welcome back a guest who has played the game a number of times before but hasn't been on the series for 2 years. So it's lovely to have the lovely Amy MacDonald back in the show. And from his triumphs in this series already this year, we welcome back Jeremy Beadle for a quick return visit. And they are going to pit their wits, their verbal dexterity, their ingenuity and their charm against our two regulars sitting on the opposite side of the stage here at the Paris studio in the centre of London, Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams. So keep that up as I ask them to speak if they can on the subject that I give them, and they'll try and do that without hesitation, repetition or deviating from the subject. And we begin the show with Kenneth Williams, and the subject, Kenneth, is early morning exercises. Can you tell us something about that in the game starting now?
Early morning exercises involve my bending down to actually tie the laces, and the effort is so warming to my blood, it sends the adrenaline flowing through my veins, and then I fall back in a terrible faint on the bed and have to have a cup of tea and aspirin. Has been so enervating, you see. Others can get up and lift barbells, huge weights, throw themselves around the place with the most incredible abandon, and I look upon this with admiration and not a little...
Amy MacDonald challenge.
Yes. I think it's hesitation. Like, it's all these great ands.
I think about... that was a hesitation, Amy. Yes. So let's have you now with 3 seconds to go on early morning exercises starting now. Clement Freud is challenged.
Hesitation.
You... Go back to Chatteris. You throb... hardly half a second when... Amy, this is the tactics. They're going to try and intimidate you. But you have 2.5 seconds on early morning exercises starting now.
You throw back the bed clothes, you leap out, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
By the way, when Ian Mester blows his whistle, he tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking that moment gains an extra point. It was, of course, Amy MacDonald and Jeremy Beadle. Will you take the next round? The subject, getting to sleep. 60 seconds starting now.
Getting to sleep can include several very disgusting exercises, which I don't intend to repeat here. Some people have found that feathers are very conducive to creating the insomniac's Bible. Now, I don't know what that means either, but as I haven't repeated myself, and I'm not deviating from the subject, I'm hopefully going to be allowed to continue. The great thing...
well, he's not talking about getting to sleep, he's talking about continuing on this programme.
Absolutely right, Kenneth, yes. So, Kenneth, you have the subject with 35 seconds on getting to sleep starting now.
Lie there, almost somnambulant, think in terms of relaxation and pull a soft Whitney blanket over your recumbent form and think something lovely. Imagine Ionian paradise with zephyrs breathing sweetly upon your nostrils, and then you will break into the arms of, yes, Morpheus. You will be embraced by him, and thus go into oblivion. Wake then, refreshed to face all the riches.
Well, Kenneth kept going with getting to sleep until the whistle went, gained an extra point, and he's now equal in the lead with Amy MacDonald. Amy, you begin the next round. The subject is washing an elephant. Here, Mr. Robinson has chosen especially for you because of your personal experiences, and you have 60 seconds to talk on the subject if you can, starting now.
Well, washing an elephant is something I really do know about because, you see, I have experienced the situation. Now, if you want to do the job well, I mean, the best thing to do is to stick the elephant into a car wash. But this isn't always quite humane, you see, because its trunk gets all mixed up.
Jeremy Beadle has challenged.
Repetition of you see?
Yeah. She did say you see more than once. Yes.
But that's something I do normally.
Then I take it back.
There's a lot of things I do normally, but I can't do them in just a minute. So I think we have to give it to Jeremy for that. And there are 44 seconds, Jeremy, washing an elephant, starting now.
The first thing one must always remember about elephants is never to get one between you and a wall, because this can create a rather crushing experience. Elephants are known to lean on handlers. Any large animal, in fact, will try to rest...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, Clement. You have 26 seconds to take over the subject of washing an elephant, starting now.
Washing an elephant can be quite unnecessary if you have a self-washing elephant. They have trunks into which you put a little...
Amy McDonald, challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Because there's no such thing as a self-washing elephant.
Well, I think the idea of you washing an elephant is equally ridiculous, so... So I don't think he was deviating with the subject, as it's a rather hilarious idea. I think he was keeping on the subject, so I leave it with Clement, and there are 17 seconds washing an elephant, starting now.
They do froth and lather better than any other animal that I've come across, especially with sunlight, which shines upon their trunk in the most...
Jeremy Beadle has trunks.
Before. Trunk this time.
Yes.
So plural last time, singular.
Yes,
last
you're allowed plural. You have to listen very carefully, Jeremy.
Okay, in that case, okay, can I challenge your muttering?
Yes, you can. This will make any difference.
Okay.
But it's nice to hear from you anyway. 2 seconds left with you, Clement, on washing an elephant, starting now.
You start with the feet.
No, Jeremy got him before.
That wasn't 2 seconds.
Yes, you see, you're being too clever,
Clement. Now, that was definitely hesitation because he misjudged
it. Why don't you establish it? Well, yes, I think we all heard it. If you can hear a hesitation. One-fifth of a second, according to your messenger. Washing an elephant, starting now.
To begin.
So at the end of that round, they all have 3 points, and Clement actually has one more. He has 4 points. He's in the lead, and he begins the next round. Clement, the subject is neutral. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
When you're neutral, there's a very strong argument for not being able to tell anybody anything, especially in the normal voice which they use. But in Parliament, it is a strange thing that neutrality...
Amy McDonald.
Well, I think it is important to get out. Never mind that.
I agree with the hesitation, Amy. You take over the subject of neutral, and with 47 seconds, starting now.
Purple and orange and baby and brown, but the best colour of all, you see, if you want to get your things together, is the neutral colour, because that way you can put all sorts of...
Clement.
Hesitation?
Yes, because you use the word colour to pick up. You should just keep going,
no,
Amy.
Colour and colour.
You're not working for yourself. You're just working for Amy, aren't you? Well, I can understand. Clement, you have 33 seconds on neutral, starting now. Jeremy Beadle.
Hesitation.
Yes, Jeremy. There are 31 and a half seconds on neutral, starting now.
I hate those.
Jeremy
can
Beadle.
Can I challenge myself and hesitation?
Jeremy, you have challenged yourself. What was your challenge?
Hesitation.
You are absolutely right. You get a point for that. Very, very well thought out, yes.
Thank you very much.
With the subject of neutral, and there are 28 and a half seconds starting now.
It is sometimes almost impossible to remain neutral given the situation wherein love is involved. Hate is an easy thing not to be neutral about, but when one is talking about the great throb of the heart, it is an occasion when the mind is confused by the body's needs. When everything about the soul is suddenly thrown up in the air to decide, shall I go this way or shall I go that way?
Jeremy Beadle, you challenged
me. I repeated myself.
I'm not going to let you get away with it twice.
Yeah, I challenged him too.
I'm going to give everybody else a point for that one, because you can't do it twice in the same round.
Ma'am,
so everybody else gets a point, except Jeremy Beadle, who keeps the subject. And there are 2/5 of a second to go, starting now.
In the beginning.
So at the end of that round, Damien McDonald, Jeremy Beadle and Clement Freud all have 6 points. Kenneth Williams has 4 and he begins the next round. The subject, Kenneth, is Hyperion. Will you tell us something about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
A lovely line of curves in Hamlet where he compares the bad man with a good one, saying, look, Hyperion to a satyr. Hyperion was...
Amy McDonald.
Oh, I've done it again. No, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's all right.
Take it back. I forgot.
Yeah, no, you haven't yet. We
you
won't charge
repeat
anything.
The word.
You can repeat the word.
Oh,
you
oh,
knew
sorry,
your mistake.
Kenneth, I've fallen yes. slow.
So we don't charge on that, and we leave the subject with you of Hyperion, Kenneth, starting now.
Hyperion was one of the Titans, of course.
Clement Freud,
charge. Can we not charge on that either?
What?
I don't know. Whatever you weren't charging for last time. Now he's in the lead.
Come off it, audience. It wasn't such a clever challenge as all that. It doesn't deserve a round of applause. But on this occasion, as you interrupted Kenneth in full flow and flood, I will give a point for an incorrect challenge, Kenneth, and you still have the subject of Hyperion and 42 seconds starting now.
Hyperion was one of the Titans, and he had 2 children. Well, I mean, he had 3 in point. One was Selene.
What?
Going on,
nothing was going on. The audience were absolutely in they were throbbing with it, as you often have said yourself. And who challenged?
I did.
What was your challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes, you're perfectly correct. I'm afraid, Kenneth, nothing was happening. So Clement gets Hyperion with 33 seconds starting now.
Hyperion won one of the very best pre-war derbies of my memory, written by one Tommy Weston, who sadly died in an old people's home in Ely 2 years ago. When Hyperion... One.
Amy McDonald.
Oh, hesitation, you old woman. Right.
Yes. 20 seconds for you, Amy, on Hyperion, starting now.
Now, we all know what hypertonic means. We all know what hypertension means.
Clement Freud, challenge.
You all know.
Yes, that's right. Well done, Kenneth.
I do repeat and, myself a lot,
don't And you have... 16 seconds on Hyperion, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, he gave birth to Selene, and then he also...
Amy,
deviation, darling. Come
Why?
On. He can't give birth. He said he gave birth.
Ah, if you're going to have him for repetition of Selene, you would have been right, but it wasn't.
Well, that as well.
Well, if him not giving birth isn't deviation, I don't know what it is.
Exactly. I mean, come on.
Him giving birth?
It's deviation, must be.
Oh, yes, I hadn't realised that. I'm terribly sorry. I hadn't realised, yes. You see, I keep away from these delicate subjects. Amy, you have a correct challenge, and you have 12 and a half seconds on Hyperion, starting now.
What one does ask oneself is, what is the meaning exactly of the word Hyperion? Kenneth Williams gives us lots of reasons, and so, in fact, would Clement Freud. What really did...
So Amy McDonald speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point, and she has gone into the lead now. She is 2 ahead of Clement Freud and 3 ahead of the joint third equal, Jeremy Beadle and Kenneth Williams. Jeremy begins the next round. The subject, Jeremy, is My Galoshes. 60 seconds starting now.
Ah, well, one of the most interesting thing about My Galoshes is the way that I bought them. I entered a shoe shop and sat down, whereupon a lovely young lady approached me and said in words of one syllable, "Hi, sailor," which is 2 syllables, I know, but I just wanted to see whether Clement Freud would jump in or not and challenge me, but...
Amy McDonald jumped in instead. Amy, what's your challenge?
Hesitation and,
Yes, but because of his deviation. There are 40 seconds, Amy, on My Galoshes with you, starting now.
I've got this wonderful pair of galoshes. The only trouble is, on the left one, there is this enormous hole, you see. But I don't want to chuck it out, because I really am terribly attached to these galoshes. The left one in particular. So what I do, you see, is stick a bit of lust plaster over the top. And I still have these wonderful galoshes in my possession, and I wear them every time I go out for long walks and climb trees and wade through marshland. It's absolutely fantastic. And one day I'm going to take Kenneth Williams with me, because he's sitting over there looking as though he doesn't believe a word I'm saying. Absolutely true. And my minute must be up soon, because I don't think I can last much longer. However, I think I will talk about a blue pair of galoshes that I have, actually, in the back of my cupboard. Now, these ones don't fit very well at all, you see, so I never, ever wear them.
Your minute was up, actually, about 20 or 30 seconds ago, but...
Oh, that was mean.
But, oh, it wasn't mean. It was lovely. The audience adored it. Didn't you enjoy it?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can talk such rubbish about galoshes and... have to let them go on. But you've increased your lead, Amy, at the end of the round. And, Amy, it's your turn to begin again. The subject is keeping my legs so shapely. Will you tell us something about that in the game starting now?
Well, the best thing to do, actually, is lie on the floor with your arms straight out and your legs in front of you and put your elbows, prop yourself up on those, then push with all your might your bottom up into the air, followed by knees, followed...
Clement Freud, a chance.
Deviation.
Why?
It can't be the best thing to do.
I think what we do there, we give Clement a bonus point for a very good challenge, but, I mean, she wasn't really deviating from the subject. So you continue, Amy, with 45 seconds starting now.
Once in this position, you start to bicycle like mad. That means rotating the knees and the ankles at a...
Jeremy Beadle is challenged.
Repetition of knees.
Yes, the idea of rotating the knees. Jeremy, we're going to hear from you now with 37 seconds to go on the subject of keeping my legs so shapely. Could you tell us something about that in the game starting now?
Keeping my legs so shapely requires me to perform certain exercises which are very rude, but basically they involve stretching.
Amy MacDonald.
Thank God for that.
I should have let you go on, shouldn't I, darling?
No,
well, it was hesitation.
No, I don't think he did hesitate.
Oh, what?
He was...
Are you sure?
I was quite sure you were teetering on it, but Amy was a bit too sharp. There are 29 seconds for you to go on, keeping my legs so shapely, Jeremy. Starting now.
The idea is that one lengthens the muscles. This keeps them in tone and supple. One can try to run a...
Amy MacDonald.
Well, that was, what you call it, repetition.
No, but there was only one.
There was one, just two ones, Danny. You said one something and one something else.
Oh, I see.
You did say one. You did say one before.
We know you've got two legs.
I know you were using the impersonal one, but...
Yes, so one was the impersonal, one was the number one. One was, as one would say...
Oh, shut up, Jeremy. Right. We know what you were doing, but it doesn't count in just a minute. Amy, you have 21 seconds on keeping my legs so shapely, starting now.
I honestly don't know. I haven't one single clue as to how Jeremy Beadle keeps his legs in shape. But I think for the general public at large, probably the best thing to do is run, jog, leap, bounce, trampoline, dance.
And Clement Freud has challenged.
She stopped.
She did. And you stop with only 2 seconds to go, Amy. So Clement Freud will now tell us something about keeping my legs so shapely. And this should be... Kenneth's overcome with the idea, the thought of it. So, Kenneth, Clement, you have 2 seconds starting now.
I haven't seen my legs for quite a long time.
Well, Clement was speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point.
You know, I share an office with Cyril Smith, and he has his shoes shined and asks me how they are.
And you ask him about your legs, do you?
Yep.
Well, you're very 2 points behind our leader, who is still Amy MacDonald, and Jeremy Beadle and Kenneth Williams are a little way behind and equal in third place. And Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the art of gambling. 60 seconds, starting now.
Gambling is more of a craft than an art, but the only time that you should gamble is either if you know that you are going to win or if you are getting value for money. And it is extremely foolish to go into a casino or a betting shop or visit a bookmaker and put your money on an eventuality for any other reason whatsoever. I have quite frequently had punts, which is a name for betting in the trade, on the results of contests of one kind or another. And occasionally I win, and there have been moments when bookmakers or the trade, as we like to name them.
Jeremy Beadle.
Repetition of trade.
In the trade, or the trade, as we like to name them. Yes, well, listen, Jeremy. And 20 seconds with you, Jeremy, on the art of gambling, starting now.
In gambling, one can either win or lose, or one can always not gamble, which can be a great advantage.
Clement Freud.
Deviation. In gambling, you can't not gamble.
Well done, Clement. 13 seconds.
No, it's a gamble. It is a gamble not to gamble. If I decide not to buy a premium bond, I'm gambling that it is not worth my time. Therefore, I have not gambled, but I have gambled by not gambling. And just because Clement Freud has brought that rabid lot in, it's not any different.
I think that's a very clever and ingenious explanation.
You're not going to listen to it.
Well, I have to make a decision, and I've made it, and Clement, you carry on with the art of gambling starting now.
Roulette is one of the most popular games. You can bet on black or red, even, uneven, high, low, and the croupier puts the ball into the spinning wheel, gives it a twist, where after...
Well, Clement Freud has now gone one ahead of Amy MacDonald, and Kenneth Williams begins the next round. The subject, Kenneth, for you now is some of my favourite words. Oh, he's dying to go on this one, I must tell the listeners. He obviously has brought many of them out in just a minute, and now he's about to do it again, starting now.
One of my favourite words is pandiculate. And pandiculatory exercises involve the business of yawning and stretching your limbs at the same time. And a word which is polysyllabic but conveys a whole wealth of meaning is one to be relished. Much the same applies to carnival, derived from carnal, flesh, and levare, to cover. The mask was always used on those festive occasions, you see. And then we think of a word like goodbye, derived from God be with you.
Now, Amy MacDonald, challenge.
Repetition, he said derived quite a few times.
Yes, he did say derived before, I'm afraid. And so, Amy, you have a correct challenge. You have 12 seconds on some of my favourite words, starting now.
I do wish I hadn't buzzed, because quite honestly, words are not my favourite subject.
A Clement Freud challenge.
In that case, shut up.
I think the audience reaction is a tremendous condemnation of this programme. Someone can be so rude to a lady, and they cheer in the audience.
What are you talking about, rude to a lady? She's no lady. Rude to a lady.
Is that the state that this programme is...
What a load of palaver he comes out with, isn't he? Talk about battering him up. He's probably trying to date her after the show. That's a joke, isn't it? Chairman, you don't want to date him on the bar chair. They have to wheel him in here.
Now, you've been rude to everybody now except Jeremy Beadle. Have a go at him.
I'll start on him in a minute.
He feels very safe sitting right over there, doesn't he? Because I'm bigger than him, you see.
Yes, you certainly are, Amy. And at the moment... you're in the lead, having got a point for a wrong challenge, and there are 6 seconds to go on some of my favourite words, starting now.
There are lots of favourite words.
Jeremy Beadle, challenge.
I just wanted to make sure that the lovely Amy MacDonald won, so I've given an incorrect challenge. I do hope that that mob that Freud has brought in will take a lesson of that.
Such chivalry on just a minute,
Jeremy,
is most
so
unusual. So gallant, too.
I know, one never sees that anymore nowadays.
No.
It's marvellous.
And are you dating him after the show instead of me? Amy, there are 5 seconds for you to continue, having got another point with Jeremy's help. Some of my favourite words, starting now.
My very, very favourite word is pusillanimous.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Repetition of
Amy. Oh, very, very. Oh. Oh, dear Amy, I have to give it to Clement because it was a correct challenge. But listen carefully as Clement goes on for 4.5 seconds on some of my favourite words, starting now.
Spaghetti, tagliatelle, cannelloni, noodle.
Well, Clement Freud ungallantly and unchivalrously got in just before the whistle went, kept going till the whistle, gained an extra point for doing so, but he didn't finish up a sole winner. Let me tell you that Jeremy Beadle, who has not played the game very much before, did extremely well. Lovely having you, Jeremy. You finished up equal in third place with Kenneth Williams, and we have a joint winners way out ahead of you, Amy MacDonald, our guest alongside Clement Freud. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute and have had as much fun listening to it as we've had playing the game, and you'll want to tune in again same time next week when we take to the air and we play it Just a Minute. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.